Brian. Let's get the news in full now from Brian Jennings.
The Garda Commissioner Drew Harris has said much of the violence in Coolock and Dublin yesterday was driven by misinformation and disinformation on social media about those seeking international protection. The disturbances erupted at a disused paint factory designated as accommodation for international protection applicants. During the protest, petrol bombs were thrown, mattresses were set on fire, damaging a digger, and fireworks were directed at Gardaí. Security guards employed to protect the site were attacked, and one man was injured and taken to hospital. 15 people appeared before a special sitting of Dublin District Court last night, charged with public order offences. 4 more people who were arrested at the protest are expected to appear in court later this morning. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds.
Gardaí maintained a presence in Coolock overnight following yesterday's violence and vandalism, which followed the commencement of work to convert a property there for international protection accommodation. Over 200 Gardaí were deployed throughout the day. There were no reports of injuries to Gardaí or the public. 2 Garda cars were damaged but not written off and can be repaired. The Garda Commissioner said that following the initial arson attack, there was a lull during the day while a protest continued, but violence flared up again around 6:30 p.m. He described this as serious and unacceptable, but insisted the Gardaí were able to restore order quickly in a volatile and fast-moving situation. Drew Harris said the violence was driven by misinformation and disinformation on social media being promulgated about people seeking shelter here, which was all about creating fear. Body cams were used for the first time by Gardaí from Store Street, which the commissioner said will be useful for evidence. A criminal investigation has now commenced. 19 people have been arrested. 15 have appeared before the courts, and Gardaí say further arrests and charges are expected.
In the United States, delegates at the Republican Party's National Convention have nominated Donald Trump to be its presidential candidate in the November election. He's due to formally accept the party's nomination in a speech on Thursday. The Republican Party delegates also nominated the 39-year-old Ohio U.S. Senator J.D. Vance to be the party's vice presidential nominee. Senator Vance was a fierce critic of Mr. Trump in the 2016, but has since become one of the former president's staunchest defenders, embracing his claims that the 2020 election was marred by widespread fraud. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
Donald Trump made a late appearance at the Republican convention, looking somehow older, shook perhaps, a large square dressing covering his right ear. He walked on stage to massive and sustained cheering from delegates. He didn't speak, but listened to a guest he had invited, the Teamsters Union boss Sean O'Brien, who praised Trump for inviting him to the convention, but then strongly attacked American corporate greed, CEO entitlements, and Washington lobbyists. Among a very short list of Republican politicians O'Brien praised as pro-worker was J.D. Vance, the Ohio senator and Silicon Valley venture capital executive who just hours earlier had been revealed as Trump's vice presidential pick. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
The attempt on Mr. Trump's life was raised during an interview President Joe Biden gave to NBC last night. Mr. Biden said that comments he made to a private group of party donors earlier this month about putting Mr. Trump in a bullseye were a mistake. Some Republicans zeroed in on the comments made, blaming Mr. Biden for creating a climate that sparked the assassination attempt on Mr. Trump at a rally in Pennsylvania on Saturday. Mr. Biden explained his comments in the interview.
The truth of the matter was, what I guess I was talking about at the time was, there's very little focus on Trump's agenda.
Yeah, the term is bullseye.
It was a mistake to use the word. I didn't say crosshairs. I meant bullseye. I meant focus on him. Focus on what he's doing. Focus on his policies. Focus on the number of lies he told in the debate.
The government is to establish a new regulator to oversee the construction of buildings. The Building Standards Regulatory Authority will have powers of inspection enforcement and will have a range of sanctions available to it. Our political coverage editor, David Murphy.
Defective concrete blocks and builders breaking construction rules in the past have been an expensive headache for the government. Minister for Housing Dara O'Brien will today seek cabinet approval for a new regulator to address these issues. The new body will also have oversight of the marketing and use of construction products to reduce the risk of building failures. The regulator will also increase inspection capacity by recruiting technical staff for local authorities. And Taoiseach Simon Harris will bring a memo to Cabinet which recommends a target for completing probate and conveyancing within 6 weeks. The development is part of an effort to reduce costs and delays and to make homes available faster.
A woman in her 30s has died in a road crash involving her car and a van in County Carlow. The collision happened on the N80 near Ballon shortly before 6 o'clock yesterday evening. The two male occupants of the van were both airlifted from the scene to hospital where they're receiving treatment for serious injuries. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Building a new home? Choose Grant's A++ rated Airona heat pump and Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
Mist and fog will clear this morning to leave a warm and generally dry day with sunny spells. There may be isolated light showers. Highest temperatures will range from 17 to 21 degrees.